From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, the 10th anniversary of the North American Free Trade Agreement. But our lead today comes out of Washington. The House of Representatives today votes on what's called an omnibus appropriation. This is the basic money that keeps the government running for this fiscal year. Actually, the fiscal year is already 2 months old. The government is operating on little bridge measures. The omnibus appropriation is the real thing. It's huge, hundreds of billions of dollars, and a lot of fine print. NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook joins us from Capitol Hill. Andrea, this appropriation process doesn't usually get a lot of news coverage, but it started getting attention in recent weeks.
That's true. Normally, it's kind of a dry subject that most listeners aren't quite as interested in. These days, it's getting to be a lot more interesting, in part because, well, this is seven of the 13 bills that fund the federal government, and they're all mashed together into this huge bill that most members of Congress would find it very hard not to vote for. And when you get a situation like that, where almost everyone is guaranteed to vote for it, and it is almost guaranteed to pass, then other things start getting piled onto the bill. It's sort of this idea that there's a train going to the station and you better get on it, right? So there are all kinds of little and big and medium-sized provisions in this bill that you might not think are in a regular appropriations bill. For example, language that puts in a voucher program, which is pretty controversial for public schools in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
That's in the bill. There's some language that relieves some government agencies from having to prove it is cheaper to use an outside contractor to do work. So in other words, some agencies will now be able to just use outside contractors because they don't like working with the government. There isn't language that had been approved by both the House and the Senate, or at least signaled approval from both the House and the Senate, that would have blocked changes to overtime rules. So there are millions who Democrats say could lose their overtime privileges. There are just all kinds of things in it other than just funding the federal government.
Some of these sound like they would be extremely controversial. I've been following this overtime rule, and that's going to affect a lot of people's lives. But then there are all these smaller items, too. I mean, it's quite a puzzle.
Yeah, they're called earmarks. Whenever you get a huge appropriations bill like this, every congressman is out to bring some of that money to their home district. And in fact, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Bill Young, said to me just this morning, he said, you know, this is what Congress is about. You know, we have the power of the purse, and we're out here to bring money home to our district. So you find in this bill, this massive bill that funds the FBI and the DEA and, you know, the Department of Commerce, Justice, State Department. I mean, you know, these huge things. You see these little, relative to the size of the bill, tiny projects like $275,000 to the city of Aurora, Colorado for the construction of what they call Fitzsimmons Commons. Seems like kind of a shopping center. $1 million for Fort Western Air, Golden, Colorado for the expansion of the Western Air Museum.
Colorado's doing pretty well, but
yeah.
But
well,
you turn to that pit. You turn to the Colorado. Everybody's doing well, right? And it's not just it's not just money. It's also there actually are pretty significant policy changes in here.
That's true. There is a change in here that allows the Federal Communications changes FCC regulations to allow major corporate television owners to own a greater percentage of television stations in any given market. So instead of 35% of those stations, which is where the number had been, it will now be 39%. The FCC had, and the Bush administration had wanted it to be 45%. And so there's sort of change what a lot of people see on TV as well.
Andrea, I have to say we're running out of time for this particular interview. This bill, there must be a couple of thousand pages. How about if I call you back tomorrow, check in and see exactly what's in it? I'm sure you'll be able to get through it by then.
No problem.
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook.